All right, back here on the big show. It's Patriots Friday. I'm Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi in the house today. Tom E. Curran here. It's time for our regular Friday visit with the left tackle of your New England Patriots, Matt Light. Mr. Light, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Matt.
You know, we couldn't be better. We're pumped. We're jacked. We're ready for this game on Sunday. Before we get into talking about the Pittsburgh game and then the game coming up, have you seen these new Patriot uniforms yet? Have you seen these suckers?
No, what are we talking about?
Yeah, you got to check them out. I'll tell the audience they can go to the Big Show page at weei.com. Go to the Big Show page and or Facebook, our Facebook. What happened was Nike, as you know, has taken over the uniforms for the National Football League teams. So somebody came out and put these up online that these were going to be the uniforms for every one of the teams, and they were going to jazz them up.
Yeah.
I would tell you, have you ever seen roller derby before?
The
old roller derby.
Yep.
Or that gladiator show. Remember that gladiator? American Gladiators. Remember that show? That's what they look like.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah. We found out they're all fake. Somebody.
Good fakes, though.
Somebody faked out. They're great fakes.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where Belichick had to comment about it today. And you know, when Belichick has to comment about it.
And considering what they've done to the Oregon Ducks uniforms,
yes,
you could see how someone would buy into that.
It would lead you.
They look like Captain America's uniform.
Yeah, Captain America. The Patriot uniform looks like Captain America.
I can picture you with some stars and stripes there, Matt. What do you think?
Maybe a little glitter.
A little glitter.
No, here's the problem. The stars are at the love handle area of the body. For fat guys, that would not look good. Those stars would be expanding. You want to see a picture? I got one right here.
They'll be around.
They'll be expanding. Right. Love handles are right here. All right,
I've been doing a lot of side bends, though, working on my love handles. You know, it's a problem, man.
Oh,
yeah, and I know it. But I've been doing a lot of side bends, a little crunches, and I'm working on it.
Some
there.
Jane Fonda aerobics.
Yeah, I can still fly with these things.
By the way, who came up with the term love handles? Come on.
Nothing to love about those, trust me. Loving either.
Love handles. Yeah. Give me a break.
It's the one girl that likes fat guys.
Yeah, the chubby chaser. Right?
And who is that girl, by the way? Just for personal reason. You know. I knew there's one out there somewhere.
All right, let's start with Pittsburgh because Brady was untouched. I mean, he lived the glamour life in that game. Had the helmet not been on there, I don't think a single hair would have been out of place. What did you guys do to give him that type of protection during the course of the game?
Well, I mean, it wasn't perfect. I mean, he definitely got hit a few times here and there, albeit one flagged, obviously, was a little late. But, you know, I think overall, it was just a great way for us to go out there offensively and do the things we always talk about, but we haven't done for whatever reason. But we kept him off balance. You know, we were able to, you know, get the ball out quickly, which Tommy does, which helps out a lot. You know, we were able to, you know, max protect at times using the tight ends. And then at the end of the day, you know, when it came down to it and we had to, you know, block them up, we were able to get that done for the most part up front. So, and then the running game and all that stuff. I just think when you stay on track and you're on rhythm, you know, you're in rhythm and, you know, you're not committing a lot of penalties and things like that, that's the way those games will go, especially on the road. But, you know, you put yourself in long yard situation where they can pin their ears back and tee off on you. That makes it difficult.
Matt, were you surprised that especially a guy like Harrison wasn't blitzing as much as they seem to usually do?
You know, I think that his role was what his role usually is in that defense. I mean, you know, there were plenty of times they'd line him up, you know, and let him do his thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's also a lot of times where he's dropping off into coverage. And, you know, he's pretty good in coverage, and that's what they've kind of always done. So I wasn't real surprised to see when they didn't rush him. And, you know, in the past, too, that they've – you know, gotten away with just rushing three quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of knew that would be the case. And when they do rush three, you got to be able to give them time to deliver the ball downfield because they have a lot of guys, you know, dropping in those zones and those coverages. And, you know, it makes it difficult. You know, guys have to work to get open. So,
Matt, how often do you get to go back crap on the entire offense on the sidelines yourself? Or is that just a Brady thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, we practice that with Tommy. We do things that we know will, you know, upset him, and then we wait for him to go off, and, you know, we practice that in practice, and, you know, he gets really angry, and he says things, and then we hug afterwards. Well, a lot of group hugs after.
Does it take anything away at the end of the yelling when he has to use his thumbs to move his hair off his forehead?
Listen, guys.
Right, and he whips out a comb.
You SOBs, excuse me.
No, but what was the general gist of what he was saying? Cut the crap?
Can you read lips? Did you see it?
You know, I mean, it was just,
it was good. It was a good lecture.
Yeah, it was overall frustration. I mean, look, there's a point where, you know, you get into these games, and it's like, okay, look, we know we can move the ball if we didn't do this, or if this didn't happen, or if we made this, you know, read or whatever it was, and you don't want to look back. I mean, we've had too many of those for the guys that have been around for a while, and you don't want to have that conversation after a game. So there are times where you definitely gotta, you know, try to motivate and get people to understand what it is, and that's what he was doing. You know, and I don't think it's anything different than what he ever does. I just think the cameras happen to catch him there on the sideline. So that's pretty much our normal mode.
You talked about how you have games in which it's apparent that you're moving the ball and then something happens to short-circuit a drive. And when we talk about the Colts games, you guys have had so much success really for the first half to even 75% of these games. And then in the fourth quarter, things just bog down. We're trying to figure out what exactly it is. What generally has it been? Is it the Indy offense generally? Is it fatigue? Game plan? Scheme? What?
Well, I mean, look, I guess we could back up a little further beyond what your recent memory is and talk about it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
When we came out on top in those
closed
games,
them up.
And, you know, it's obviously changed, you know, over time, and, you know, we've had some great battles. I mean, the last decade, you know, Patriots and Colts have just been fantastic football. And, you know, obviously, I'm not saying that based on last year, the year before, any of that stuff as far as wins and losses go, but it's two really good teams going at it and fighting to the end. And that's what you have to be prepared for when you're playing a game like this. It's not going to be won in the first quarter or the second quarter, regardless of what the score looks like, you know, whether you're up a bunch or you're down. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. And I think that at the end of the day, it's just who's going to make the plays at the critical time and who's not. And so, you know, we just got to make sure that we're in it. And every play, we play it to the very end, and we don't give up at any second because, you know, one play and the whole thing can change.
That's almost like a division game. Since 2002, you guys have faced the Colts more than any matchup in the NFL outside of Division Foe, which is amazing, 10 appearances. All right, if you're going to keep your quarterback clean this week, you guys have to really worry about Freeney, Mathis, and now the rookie, Jerry Hughes. What's the difference of playing these guys when you're playing them in Indianapolis, especially when they closed the roof of the old RCA Dome where it was always closed, and the crowd is loud and maybe they can cheat a little bit, as opposed to playing them here in Foxborough where I would guess that the crowd's going to be pretty quiet when you've got the possession of the ball?
Yeah, I would think so, too. I'm hoping so. But
be nice.
You know, it's a big difference. When you're playing on the road, I mean, the old RCA Dome was extremely loud. And, you know, it makes it difficult for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, making sure everybody gets the right check at the line of scrimmage, what you can do, you know, with your packages and how you attack them, you know, to just being able to get a good start off the line of scrimmage. They're very good at what they do. They're very good at watching the ball. They're very good at getting off on the ball. You know, the hard counts and stuff like that don't faze them as much as they do other teams because they're very disciplined up front. So, you know, look, it's gonna be easier for us to communicate. It's going to be easier for us to see the things happening in front of us, you know, where your head's not down or you're not staring at the ball and they're dropping a safety down or this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that it's not going to change how they rush. You know, it's not going to change what they do. So you still got to block.
But I think your quarterback can mess them up a little bit. Can he screw them up a little bit? Well, obviously, you're not going to be able to do that. They're going to be able to come off early maybe in a home game. In a road game, you can mess them up a little bit.
You can try. What I would encourage him to do is just have him start yelling at him.
That's
like,
good.
You know, like what you saw last week.
That's yeah. Good.
Just get really angry.
Yeah,
it's like, a little bit.
It worked with you guys.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, it slowed me down quite a bit.
Hey, Matt, statistically, their defense isn't overwhelming, but they just seem to make plays. What is it about this defense that makes it successful? Is it just playing with a lead, or do they have some good players?
No, I mean, I think it all comes down to, you know, the style in which they play. I mean, you know, they've got, you know, if not the best tandem of ends in the league. I mean, definitely one of the top. I mean, I don't know if you can find a better, you know, right and left ends than what they have in Indianapolis. So I think it starts with how they play the upfield, you know, always working their way to the quarterback, you know, playing the run on the way upfield, you know, to sack the quarterback and all that kind of stuff. And then I think it transcends all the way through, you know, their linebackers and their secondary too. I mean, they all thrive off what the guys up front do. And, you know, that's why it's so critical to make sure you can get a hat on them and, you know, give the QB time to look down the field and make throws.
Is that why the draw game can work so well against them? I think Kevin Falk had 10 for 79 last year against them.
Yeah, I mean, we've snuck the draws in there and done some of that stuff. But, you know, what they do up front, too, they can stop that by, you know, some of their line stunts and what they're doing with some of their backers and things like that. So it's not like, you know, you can say, well, okay, they're always going upfield, mm-hmm. so, you know, we're going to be able to hit them with this. I mean, it doesn't really work that way. And other teams try it, and you might have success here and there, but it's not quite as cut and dry as you'd think it would be.
Do you want to hear me make you lie?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I was waiting for that moment.
Wow. This is going to be the best part. How much more important, this game obviously is much more important than every other game on the schedule to you guys because of all the history that you've had together, right?
This game is the most important game right now, no doubt. There's not any game as important as this one is, right?
I don't know. What about the Lions coming up on Turkey
Day? Wow, he didn't lie.
No, he didn't. He got me.
That was pretty good.
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I could care less about the Lions right now.
When the schedule came out, this you said, wow, that's the most important game. I can't wait for that game,
what,
right?
The Thanksgiving Day game?
No. Damn, he got me.
I tell myself each week, to be honest with you, I never really know when the next week's game is going to be played, whether it's a 1 o'clock, a 4:15.
Yeah, you're playing at noon next week, baby, on a Thursday, so get ready for that.
I feel really good about that.
It's actually 12:30. Get an extra half hour. Hey, you had last week you had Harrison. This week you're looking at Freeney. The fact that you've got a great set of tight ends right now that can both block and catch the ball, how big of a factor is it when you can keep him back in protection here, in blocking protection, and then sneak these guys out and release them? How much of a weapon now is that suddenly on this over-pursuit of guys coming off the edge?
Well, you know, I think it's, number one, when you have good tight ends, it helps you in a lot of areas. And, you know, look, whether you're talking about the running game or keeping these guys in for protection or what they can do down the field, it's all good if you have good ones. And it's very difficult to find good tight ends, no doubt. But we've, you know, obviously got some young guys that are playing really well, and they're a big part of what we do. And, you know, we'll see how it all goes. But, you know, I think there's, yeah, you can definitely put a lot of value on having a great tight end, you know, in your offense. And, you know, obviously, you know, with what Rob and Eric can do down the field, they're a threat. So they have to honor that as well. So, yeah, it's a good thing when you have good ones, no doubt.
That's it? No more?
Boys like are running. Steve.
You know what? You silence Curran.
No, Steve.
With the dumb
I was trying to be polite.
The honesty question, you silenced them.
Yeah, you know, I actually looked at my phone for half a second. I thought, oh, God, I lost.
No, Steve looked like, you know, those little birds that you hit on the back and they dip their head in?
First off, saying that I look like anything little is absolutely a lie. All right? That's the first thing.
He put his head right next to the microphone, then didn't say anything.
Yeah, it's stymied, Mike. It's a first. It happens to all of us, though.
It's unbelievable. He just silenced you down. All right, Matt, good stuff. Good luck on Sunday. And I don't know when we'll talk to you next. Some next week, the week. I don't know what the schedule is. They don't tell me. I'm the last one to know.
Well, hey, listen, if we don't talk next week, have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy this weekend. It should be fun.
You too. Is your raffle over?
Yeah.
How'd you guys do?
Really good. You know, ended up raising around 84,000.
Terrific.
Whoa, great.
That's so terrific.
Yeah, it was huge. We got a lucky winner that's going to be there at the game and get to go down and, you know, meet the guys and have a lot of fun with that. So, you know, appreciate everybody chipping in and getting involved. It's going to go a long way.
That's great. Terrific stuff. All right, Matt, we'll talk to you down the road. Have a good one.
All right, take care.
See you later, Matt Light. Quick break, and then we're right back at you here on The Big Show.